And we now turn to another source of community energy and democracy. With us in the studio are Mercy Strongheart, who's with the Wimby Tenants Union in Portland, and Margot Black of Portland Tenants United. Thanks, you two, for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, so Mercy, do you want to tell us what's happening later today at Wimbledon Square and Gardens?
Sure. So today at 1 p.m. at Wimbledon Square and Gardens near Southeast 20th and Holgate, Wimby Tenants Union will be holding a press conference, and we're going to be speaking about conditions at the apartment complex. We'll be giving a tour to press to show them some of what's going on there, and we're going to be speaking up about what we would like the management company there to do in terms of increasing livability for us.
So what have been some of the issues facing residents at Wimby, and what led to the formation of the tenants union?
Where do we start?
Yeah. Well, so I moved in a year ago, and a few months after I moved in, I started experiencing water shutoffs. And after about 20 or so water shutoffs over the course of 4 months.
All day water shutoffs.
Yeah, they ranged anywhere from 3 hours to 24 hours, but generally toward the longer side of that. And I'm a single mom, so multiple times I would come home at the end of the day. I was not always told that water shutoffs would be happening, and I would find no water for cooking dinner, bathing, flushing the toilet. And that, for me, was the acute issue at the moment. And I've since learned through speaking with a bunch of my neighbors that this property management company, Prime Management, has a long history of negligence with this complex. I'm guessing with others, but for sure with this. And so what happened was somebody in the office sent out an email alerting everybody of a water shutoff, and they forgot to blind copy everybody. So accidentally, over 200 of us got each other's email addresses. And that's when we began speaking to each other and sharing stories and realizing that the problems are way greater than the water shutoffs and have been going on for multiple years. So we've been organizing since.
Now, the owners of this complex, Prime Group LLC, they own some of the largest apartments in Portland and also have tons of other complexes in other cities. And they don't have a very good record of serving their tenants, even though they're taking rent money from people.
Market rent money. I mean, that's the thing, that the conditions are poorer there than I have seen in any of my volunteer tenant organizing over the last 3 years. It looks very nice and shiny from the outside. And I don't mean to say that, you know, the tenants at Wimbledon are living in the worst apartments in the city of Portland. There are certainly, you know, very poor conditions experienced throughout Portland and especially east of 82nd. But for the amount of rent that the community is paying and for what is, you know, advertised, I have just never seen such a level of blatant disregard and negligence. I mean, the stories I've heard there have just, they've been incredible. I mean, I there isn't a tenant that I've talked to who doesn't have a long list of really egregious things. I mean, we have stories of water pipes crumbling in people's hands, somebody waking up in the morning to find their shower ceiling in their bathtub, and it was a week before maintenance even came to look at it. Multiple stories of maintenance coming in and not actually fixing it, and it's not necessarily because maintenance is incompetent, but because the fixes are a lot more systemic than they're needed, and they're just not addressed. And, you know, there's very good evidence for this with their recent loss of the $20 million lawsuit for the rotted walkways. And one of the reasons that settlement was so high was because they knew about the problem, they were told, they were even cited by the city, and they didn't do anything about it until somebody had a really serious injury. And then even in light of that, you know, loss earlier this spring, they haven't changed any of their business practices. And for 600 units, it's just mind-boggling how above reproach they believe they are. I mean, they're not even giving 90-day notices on rent increases. Like, that's easy. And they're not even doing that. They just don't care what the laws are because no one's enforcing them.
So then what are the options for tenants, you know, with that flagrant violation of laws and unhealthy, horrible conditions?
Well, when an apartment complex or when your unit has livability, habitability issues, that's one of the places where tenants have more options, especially in terms of legal options and lawyers who will actually represent them. But it's still really hard to enter the legal process and to even know what to do. And that's why, I mean, we have certainly, you know, you can request that your landlord repair things. You can go through the process of taking legal action if they don't. You know, that process is arduous, or we can organize. And I mean, ultimately, when the tenants came together, I was just invited there, I think, to their second meeting to hear what they were doing. They were already coming together. They were really clear that they want to, you know what their legal options are, but that they really wanted to make sure that you don't have to sue every single time you need to get things done. Like, that maybe all together saying, hey, this is a problem and we're not okay with this. We deserve better. And of course, using the strength in numbers solidarity model, that if they all speak with one voice, maybe we can get management to pay attention and to make it a better place to live more sustainably without a lawsuit.
So, Mercy, what are the immediate goals then of the Wimby Tenants Group?
Well, we are starting with the first two issues that we're addressing are the two that are most impacting the most amount of tenants most strongly at the moment. And those are the water shutoffs that continue to happen, and also the walkway repair, which, while we haven't been told as much, I'm guessing is a result of the loss of that $20 million lawsuit. So Prime Management has begun to repair the walkways around the complex, and the way that they're going about the construction, I don't know if they could do it any differently, but it's certainly making the units that are in front of the construction completely uninhabitable, and yet people continue to live there. Constant jackhammering 6 days a week outside of their front doors, the walkways torn up outside of their front doors, the siding being pulled off of their units. It's Margo and I just walked around that area the other day, and we were actually afraid of falling and hurting ourselves. It's so dangerous down there.
There's exposed wiring. There's literally the path we're walking on, it says hard hat area, and this is how tenants are getting in and out of their apartments. And of course, repairs need to be made. But when the repairs, you know, significantly inhibit the livability of a unit, tenants were given a letter saying that they can't enter or exit their apartment during business hours for up to 2 weeks. And of course, then the dates were different than what they were told, and it lasted longer. They can't get in or out of their apartment during business hours for 2 weeks. There are people with disabilities. There are people with pets. There are people with, you know, babies who stay at home with their babies all day. And Wimbledon didn't even offer alternative housing or any rent abatement or anything. Like, fine if these repairs need to happen, but the tenants shouldn't be paying full rent for this. You know, they've been paying their water bill every month, which, despite, you know, over 30 days of water outages, has gone up. And Wimbledon hasn't made any accommodations or offers. And in fact, what were some of the things the managers said during the water debacle?
Well, many of us were refused water when we went to the office for water, despite being told they would have water for us. I was refused water. I came back the next day, which was day two of one of the shutoffs. I brought my daughter with me, my little daughter, and was told I could have 1 gallon after being without water for 2 days. Neighbors have been told by staff, well, I've gotten it together and bought a house. So really, and people have been yelled at for going in to complain. I mean, it's very hostile.
And this is all along while tenants are paying pretty astronomical water bills each month.
Yes. To give you an idea, I have a one-bedroom apartment. I pay over $1,200 a month in rent. Well, I guess my water is rolled into that. My water right now is climbing. It's over $80 a month for a one-bedroom apartment. And, you know, I'm not even there every day of the week.
And well, there's no laundry in that apartment. There's all, you know, she also has to go to a laundromat. So $80 in water in a one bedroom for not even laundry.
Well, let's give listeners the details about today's rally and press conference.
Well, so the rally, there's actually going to be a rally next Saturday. So today will be a press conference at 1 p.m. and that will be at the Wimbledon complex outside the leasing office. And then next Saturday will be a rally from 1 to 3 p.m. The exact location is unsure, but right now to just say the Wimbledon apartment complex is good enough, I think.
Okay. And then just in terms of a broader strategy, I know Portland Tenants United has been working to mobilize tenants throughout Portland, but are there some long-term goals for equitable housing in Portland and in Oregon that tenants groups would like to see happen?
Well, certainly on a policy level, you know, long-term goals, or rather immediate goals, especially with our new legislative session, are rent control and an end to no-cause evictions. But by organizing these tenants and exposing these issues, and also letting, you know, this group of tenants know that they're not alone, own. They deserve better. Together, they have power. This is what PTU has really been working on all year. And what we would really like to see is that when tenants form a union, and especially when they have, you know, some internal structure to that, this WIMBY Tenants Union has a committee. Mercy's the co-chair of the committee, and, you know, a lot of kind of good process, you know, with the number of tenants involved and outreach. You know, we want to see that the management will recognize that union and come to the table. And rather than kind of force these, you know, dramatic theatrics every time. And I wasn't with the tenants when they let the management know that they'd formed a union, but maybe Mercy can say more, but
tried to let them know.
Tried to. Doors were slammed in their faces. And that was after, you know, and the letter even, you know, basically implied they wanted to work together. So ultimately, we'd like to see the right to collectively bargain our leases. We'd like tenants to organize and demand that they be recognized as a block, and that management comes to the table to make it better for the entire community, rather than relying on them to do, you know, piecemeal enforcement and insertion. Because, you know, Wimbledon absolutely is relying on tenants not knowing about their rights, or not, you know, not having the wherewithal or caring enough to assert them. And that helps by being across the street from Reed. They have a healthy, not to say anything about Reed students, but they just have a healthy group of students moving in and out who are going to come no matter what the last tenants experienced. And so they know they don't have to do anything until now. Now they're going to know that they have to do something.
So it's through tenant power then that
tenant
we create
power, yes,
that justice in housing. Well, Mercy and Margo, thanks so much for joining us. How can people find out more about the Tenants Union at WIMBY and also Portland Tenants United?
The best way to find out more about WIMBY Tenants Union at this point is to send us an email at wimbytu@gmail.com, wimbytu@gmail.com, and we will do our best to answer you same day. We're very communicative with people. We'd love to share our information.
And for PTU, probably the best way is our Facebook page or our webpage, www.pdxtu.org. We try to keep folks pretty updated on goings on through there.
Thanks, Mercy Strongheart and Margo.
Oh, and join the Tenants Union.
Thank you so much.
The kind of thing someone takes for granted, not me, oh no, you see, it's a thing of beauty. It may not look like much to you, but that's okay, it does not have to. I see you stare sometimes glare, the thing you don't know is there's love in here. A house is more than what you fill it with, you see, to me, it's the basic human right for dignity and safety. That's home to me. Oh, 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 that's home to me. Oh, oh, oh. Stop, rethink, question the things you see. Know everything on TV in real life has deeper meaning, eh? House is not a luxury, it's more than four walls.